Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, have you seen, and for everybody out there, you have seen the trailer to this. I was captivated by these 2 minutes, largely by the highlights, because I don't know that I've seen these up close, different kinds of angles to some of the plays right. He made in the outfield. I mean,
oh, the footage is great.
I could just watch that all day long.
You know, sometimes how you can get misled by a trailer. You know, all the sizzle that you're going to see in this documentary is captured into a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
But I think in this case, it sets the stage for what should be a really good life story about not only him as a player, but him as a person. So that's why I think it's going to be very interesting. Anyone who's watched Pittsburgh sports, specifically in that era, you got to watch this.
I mean, anybody's Mount Rushmore of Pittsburgh sports, he's on it, correct?
Absolutely.
Him, Mario, I'd say Joe Green, and yep. I don't know, Sid, maybe Sid, a four-spot open,
I don't
know. I
would have
open.
To put Sid, two hockey players on there, yes.
I think I would, too, at this point, until further notice. It's called Clemente, the new documentary. You can check out the trailer at history.com. That's the History Channel's website. And it's phenomenal.
One of the things that I remember about him, you know, the few times I saw him live was, and he did this throughout his career, he never took an at-bat off, in that he ran everything out. Everything. Didn't matter. Gave it 100% all the time. We've seen that today being a problem with some people. They ground to a shortstop and they just kind of just, you know, half-ass it down the... He never did that. He was always 100%.
Well, Bob, let's go to the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, where we find David Altrogi, who is, I believe, a Mount Lebanon native and the documentarian here of Clemente, a comprehensive look into Roberto Clemente's life and career. Tuesday, September 23rd at 8 p.m. On the History Channel. It's also going to open locally around here, I believe, in various spots. David, it's a pleasure to have you on the air. How are you?
I'm great. And yes, it is. It's playing in theaters all around the area and all across the country starting on September 12th.
And you are a Mount Lebanon guy?
I am a Mount Lebanon guy by way of Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Have you been to Uptown Coffee?
Of course, I've been to Uptown Coffee.
Who hasn't if you go through there?
Unbelievable place.
That's a good little stretch, by the way.
Oh, it's a wonderful stretch,
they got all
stretch,
kinds
Bob,
of nice restaurants,
coffee yep. shops, guitars, everything you want. David, I've got a trillion questions, and so does Bob, because it's as riveting a topic as you could choose from the history of Pittsburgh sports. I'm going to start with this one, though. The footage. Obviously, it seems you're working in tandem with Roberto Clemente Jr., but I'm curious, yep. How did you accrue all of this footage? What was it like to go through all of it? You must have left, you know, an entire story on the editing room floor. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was honestly, you know, some of the images I saw of Clemente, they're just so striking. And that was one of the reasons I wanted to do this film. I went to the Clemente Museum that's in Lawrenceville. And if
Great
you haven't
place.
Gone, you got to go. Dwayne, who's one of the executive producers on the film, Dwayne Reeder, he has arguably the best collection of Clemente artifacts, memorabilia, and photography in the world. And man, that was huge. Having the Clemente Museum sort of give us access to their archives was one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle. But then we also did a lot of just old-fashioned detective work. I had heard about this cache of recordings, audio recordings that a guy in Puerto Rico did that were somewhere in Puerto Rico. And Dwayne at the museum said, well, call this guy Luis Mayoral down in Texas, who is friends with Clemente. He may know where the tapes are. And Luis said, well, call this woman in Puerto Rico. Her dad recorded the tapes. and then, you know, I just, it was just, lots and lots of stuff like that, finding tapes, wow. finding photos, finding films, to sort of create this comprehensive, authoritative documentary, definitive about Clemente. And like you said, I mean, this film is an hour and 45 minutes long. And it could have been 20 hours long. We sadly, so many stories couldn't make the film.
So David, I want to ask you, with all that research that you have to put in, especially going to Puerto Rico and trying to find audio tapes, which I would even wonder what condition they were in. How long is this whole process from start to finish taking you?
6 years. We the team and I started making it, and we shot our first interviews in June of 2019. And then, over 6 years since we started. Our first interview was with Manny Sanguin.
One of our favorites. My wife loves that guy.
Those were the first two interviews. Yeah. First day we interviewed Manny, and then, we interviewed Steve Blatt, and that was like, okay, I think we got something really cool here.
You know, one of the, and we found this over the years talking to Neil Walker's dad, Tom, and I don't want to go ahead into this moment, but I remember him talking about how he was not on that plane that crashed when
He
was supposed to be. And that story is just, it gives you chills. So I assume that's all a big part of that too.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many stories like that, you know, so many people, cause you got to remember he was playing, at the time, there were a lot of ball players down in Puerto Rico when, at the time of the earthquake in 72, there were a lot of players down there for winter ball. And so there were a lot of guys who were down there with him who offered to help him and who were helping him load the plane and get supplies. Tom Walker's story is just a remarkable story.
Talking to David Altrogi, the documentarian of Clemente. And when did you say, David, that this can be seen and where locally? I know on the History Channel, it's September 23rd.
Yeah, so it'll be on the History Channel on September 23rd, which is great if you don't live in a city that's showing it in theaters. But if you live in a city that's showing it in theaters, Pittsburgh is showing in several theaters here in Pittsburgh. It's showing in New York City. It's showing in Miami, Orlando, and theaters beginning on September 12th. Mm. And then we're doing a big premiere at the Byam Theater on September 13th in conjunction with the Clemente Museum. It's going to be incredible. Tickets are on sale for that now, and that's going to be a night to remember. September 12th, get your tickets. Some of the theaters are selling them already. You can go to the website if you want to see if it's playing near you. www.clemente.film. www.clemente.film.
Awesome. I can't wait. And on the other line here, Bob, you didn't even know we had two Sullivan Super Service
How about
fan
that?
Hotlines,
this
did we?
Tricky,
this is incredible.
Tricky editing.
We have Roberto Clemente Jr. How are you, sir?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
We're
wonderful.
Doing great, and we appreciate you joining us. I'm imagining, seeing as you and David seem to be working in tandem here, that you were heavily consulted and involved in the documentary and must be quite pleased with how it reflects your father's life story and career. Roberto.
Absolutely. I think David had a tremendous task to be able to put together so many elements of a great story. There's so many stories within the story that he had to make sure that he kind of find a thread that would at least show as much as he could of my father's life. And he was able to do that.
Well, he was able to do that. And I didn't know it took 6 years. But I'm also sure, and David, you're still on the line, I want to ask you this while Roberto is here. You must have found some things that you never thought of when you heard the name Roberto Clemente. You know, I mean, there are stories within stories. What was one of them that really was kind of like, wow, I didn't know that about Roberto Clemente? It stood out to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest, honestly, well, I'll tell you, one of the best ones was in the film. Clemente was signing autographs after a game in Philadelphia. He saw a young high school girl and her dad there, and she was real shy. So he just went up and offered to give her an autograph. And, she said, thank you in Spanish. She said, gracias, Señor Clemente. She had just started learning Spanish in high school, and they just started talking. And then all of a sudden someone came up and said, hey, Roberto, the team bus for the airport left. And he was stuck, and the girl, whose name was Carol, said, wait, my dad, he'll give you a ride to the airport. and through that crazy situation, they became friends and lifelong friends, and their families just became lifelong friends. And that story, honestly, that moment where Clemente saw this shy high schooler who was too afraid to come up and ask for an autograph, and that he sought her out and said, hey, you need an autograph, here you go. Like, he was always looking for the outsider. He was always looking for the people on the margins, and just seeking to show them kindness. And that was just so, that story, and there's several like that in the film that just are so deeply emotional and moving to me.
For Roberto Jr., I would imagine, although I could be wrong, that a lot of different people have wanted to document your dad's life, either via, you know, print or film like this. What made you take David's pitch?
You know, there have been some documentaries prior, but I think this one in particular, David really wanted the family really telling the story, being able to be involved in the production of it. And it's the first time that we got involved with the production of this nature as well. And like I said before, I mean, he had a tough job in being able to get as many of those stories. And there's so many stories that were left out because there's not much room. But of the impact that people don't know. And one in particular that I'll very quickly share is that was very much intricate part of starting the Players Association with Marvin Miller. Those things like that, you know, are very impactful that today still are making great impact for today's players.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, people forget about that, but he was instrumental in getting that going because he was looking out for everyone else who may not have been in his stature, but people below him, just like David said with the story with Carol. Was that her name? So,
Carol, yes.
So, Roberto, I want to ask you this about your father. What if you had to think one thing about his playing ability? You know, I just talked to Joe about it. I watched the throws that he made, and so many of them were just ridiculous. What's the one thing about his game that people don't know or haven't known or haven't talked about that we should talk about more to celebrate Roberto Clemente?
You know, wow. I mean, if you're talking about baseball side,
yeah,
I mean, on the personal side, there are two words apart in many ways for me, because for me, baseball secondary to what the name Clemente means. When you hear the name Clemente, the first thing that comes is actually how he lived and how he died helping others. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of baseball fans that, you know, they want to talk about numbers and what he did on the field. But he was a perfectionist. He knew every corner of every ballpark. He would take time and know how the ball would ricochet in every ballpark. At that corner was his office. So he would prepare. I mean, like, no one else could even think of taking the time to make sure that he already knew where to stand, wait for the ball, and understanding who was running, turn around and use that bazooka of an arm to gun them out. I mean, I think it was a very smart, very, very high baseball IQ that people don't talk about.
We have Roberto Clemente Jr. and David Altroggi on the line. David, the documentarian for the upcoming premiere of Clemente, which is September 23rd on the History Channel. It'll be in theaters around the country beginning September 12th right here in Pittsburgh. You can go to www.clemente.film. This one's for both of you. It picks up on Bob's question. For Roberto Jr., all I can do is watch some of the clips and read everything there is about your dad and listen to stories from people like Bob who saw him play. I want to know the one play that stands out in his career from you. I've heard about the walk-off inside the park grand slam I think he had.
Yes.
I've seen the throws. And also, for David, if you could go after that, the one piece of film, the one clip that maybe you hadn't seen before that you were just blown away by? Roberto, go ahead.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. I believe the play, there is, I can only say I've had the description of this play because Bob Watson, the old Bob Watson and Joe Morgan with the Astros, this happened at the Astrodome. And all I have is a picture or a drawing of Dad flying through the air in the Astrodome. As a kid, yeah. I was looking at the picture of the caricature, and I'm like, wow, what does this mean? Years later, I'm talking to Bob Watson. We become partners, and he's telling me the story. And it clicked because it connected that caricature with the story he told me, that Dad actually went up the wall in the Astrodome, and he caught it was a home run. So he robbed him with a home run and to end the game. But he was so high up in the air, he said, this guy is going to die when he comes down. There's no way he's that high up in the air. He was flying. He said he just jumped up of the wall, and he made the play. The game was over. He said, I've never seen a play like that, but I always remember that caricature and trying to figure out why was that flying. And that was because of that play that people, Joe Morgan and Bob Watson, told me about.
Mm. And David?
I mean, the best clip, I think, one of the best clips that we found, and it was an audio clip. Roberto was on the road when Roberto Clemente Jr., who's on the call with us, his first son was born. He was on the road playing baseball in Pittsburgh, and Roberto was born in Puerto Rico. And so he had a friend, Ramiro Martinez, go to the hospital with a tape recorder to record Roberto Jr.'s first cry. And that clip, I mean, it's in the film, and I mean, it's beautiful, man. That's like to hear, you know, Roberto Sr. hear Roberto Jr.'s first cry on a phone call. It's incredible.
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty awesome. And back in those days, I guess that's how you had to do it, right? You couldn't just say, okay, I'm going to go on parental leave here. I have to do what I have to do.
Yeah.
Roberto, what is, you know, throughout this whole situation, I've gotten to know your mother a little bit over seeing her here. Just her role in all of this when, you know, his life, because I know Vera played a big role in his life and what he became as a person, I think, more than, you know, the ball player is the ball player. But what did she do for him?
Oh, I mean, from the security, she was a very smart woman. I mean, she worked at a bank when they met. She was actually working at a bank, and she helped not only the finances and being able to really bounce ideas off of her. He counted on her. She was a part of his team. They were a team. And everything that he did, he consulted with her. The one thing that she never did was able to sit down and say, Vera, I am doing these things, and I want to leave early. I want to die young. I want you to sit down because I want to show you what I'm planning, what I'm doing here. And she would always say, don't say those words. Always, you know, don't talk about dying young. But obviously, history, you know, tells a story. He was right about leaving us early, and she took the torch. I mean, we owe her that legacy that today is stronger than ever. We owe her that because of her work and her grace, you know, the love for humanity and how she really carried that torch on his and her behalf.
Lastly, guys, and we're talking about the upcoming unveiling of the documentary Clemente. We have David Altrogi, Mount Lebanon native documentarian. We have Roberto Clemente Jr. on the line here. Lastly, I'm curious for either or both of you, how much the documentary deals with Roberto, your dad's, you know, pains and struggles, whether it was some of the chronic injuries he had, whether it was people doubting his injuries, whether it was the bigotry that I'm sure that he dealt with a lot. How does the documentary approach all of that?
Well, that was part of his life. That was actually, you know, a lot of people forget that he was involved in a car accident before he came to the major leagues. So he was damaged goods before he came up in 55. So the neck and the back were an issue for him. And thank God for chiropractors that he was able to play at the level that he did, because he himself became a chiropractor, being able to visit so many of those chiropractors, and he started working on people. And that became another phase of his life, becoming a healer. But for me, those stories are endless, and the thread of how he really evolved as a human being, a Renaissance man, from the healing people to the being music and making ceramics, a full round of human being you're going to be able to see in this project.
David?
Yeah, I mean, it's, we wanted to show, just more than his life on the field. We wanted to show his life off the field, and there's no way to talk about Clemente without talking about the racism he experienced. There's no way to talk about his life without talking about the sort of the way he was disrespected by journalists and who accused him of being a hypochondriac. It was really, the goal was to tell paint a well-rounded portrait, a three-dimensional portrait of Clemente the man, not just the baseball player. And so all of those elements are in the film. And I think, the thing I tell everyone, I'm not a baseball guy. I was terrible at sports. I'm not a stats guy. And I really worked hard to make this film, not just for baseball nerds and baseball, fanatics, but really for people, everyone, because it is such a deeply human story. It's a story of an incredible human who just happened to be an incredible baseball player
and gone too soon. Definitely that.
Amen.
Look forward to this. This is going to be awesome. I was going to ask you real quick, Roberto, before we go, in like 20 seconds, can you remember the best throw your dad ever made? Because I have one in mind that happened at Three River Stadium, but I'm sure you've seen them all.
Forbes Field. I remember one in Forbes Field. He went to the corner, disappeared in the corner, and he threw a ball, and it seemed like it came out of the people's head. Out of four, in a line, just never touched the ground. It was a strike to home plate. I've never seen anything like
See,
that.
See, that's what I remember most, because the throw I refer to is it was against Joe Morgan at Three River Stadium. And normally when you see a guy throw the ball, it has an arc to it. His never really did. It was a rope. I mean, and it never hit the ground.
Incredible.
It was unbelievable.
Yes. And you'll see, I'm sure you'll see probably those throws and many more. And I can't wait to watch this. And I really appreciate both you guys. We really appreciate both you guys taking time this morning, and good luck with this when it starts. I'm sure it's going to be widely, widely watched. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, guys, for having us.
Our pleasure.
Look forward to that. That's going to be fun.
Oh, man, September
23rd. And I think people who are young, today a lot of young people don't necessarily get into sports history.
Right.
But if you're from this city and you've heard about him, and no doubt you have, but you don't know much, that's a perfect way to acquaint yourself.
September 12th in theaters, September 23rd on the History Channel.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.